Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host here on www.go4gold. On behalf of Lucky Pedis and myself and all of us here at Go4Gold, we'd like to wish those who are enjoying the Festival of Lights, Deepavali as we call it, so it's a public holiday, and it was wonderful to see some of the lights that we saw in Indore yesterday as we witnessed the game between India and England. Surprisingly, India couldn't get over the line. So therefore, they are under tremendous pressure. And with this win, good news is if you're an English fan, England have qualified for the semi-finals. Let's dive straight into the game. Now then, England winning the toss, deciding to bat first. Eyebrows were raised because everyone stated, especially the experts, that dew was going to be a factor and bowling second could be pretty difficult. But there again, Natskeever Brunt decided, no, I'm going to bat first. They made 288 for 8 wickets in their allotted 50 overs. Amy Jones, a wonderful 56. And Heather Knight, the star of the day. 109 runs in 91 balls with 15 boundaries and a 6. She had a strike rate of 119.79. On my script, I'll give you full details of that. And Natskeever, 38. But remember that partnership of 113 between Natskeever and Heather Knight for the third wicket looked as though England was going to get a 300 plus runs, because at that time in 38.5 overs, England were 2 for 211 and they lost Natskeever. So therefore, they were restricted to 288 for 8. Sadly, only Deepti Sharma, 4 for 51, and Charani, 2 for 68, got among the wickets. Now, India, I assure you, was cruising. Smriti Mandana made 88, Amrit Kaur, 70, and Deepti Sharma, what a fantastic cricket she is, she made 50. And mind you, that 115 partnership between Mandana and Amrit Kaur at one stage looked as though India was going to just take this easily, because they were 3 wickets for 234 in 41.2 overs. And when Mandana was dismissed, that was the end of the story. Now then, look, they lost Amrit with the score on 167 for 3 wickets. And then it all turned upside down, because Deepti Sharma and Smriti Mandana built that wonderful partnership. So with 4 wickets down for 234 in 41.2 overs, I just can't figure out as to how India could have lost this match by 4 runs. Natskeever 2 for 47. Correction. Lindsay Smith 1 for 40. Eccleston, expensive, 1 for 58. And Charlie Dean 1 for 67. India also had another loss in the men's version in Perth yesterday, as they lost their first game in the 50-over version to Australia by 7 wickets. It was a Duckworth scenario because of rain. In fact, India made 136 runs in their allotted 26 overs. Then Aussies got to the target in 21 overs, making 131 for 3. So it's been a bad day for Indian cricket yesterday. Right then, so sit back, relax, and today's game coming up is Sri Lanka versus Bangladesh. But let me also just remind all our listeners, India is still in the hunt and they could qualify for the semi-finals, because they need 2 more games they've got in their bag against New Zealand, which could be somewhat like a quarter-final, and also Bangladesh. Keep our eyes focused on that. Right, sit back, relax as we play you a twin song, because my co-host Lakit Pedis has said I need to play 2 wonderful single songs for your listening pleasure today being a holiday. I hope you'll enjoy it.